Good morning.
Good morning.
And a special welcome to Reverend Doug Love and his journey all the way from Idaho to worship with us this morning. Welcome, Reverend. The reading for this morning is taken from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 13. The beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a wall between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear," and it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the third day. May God bless us, bless to us the reading of his word. Thanks be to God.
If you're celiac, don't shake my hand after. I have lots of gluten on it. A friend of mine was over for lunch. I served her a sandwich, and she said, "This is really good bread. Is it made from scratch?" And I said, "Well, let me see. Bread came out of a package out of my grocery bag. Before that, it was at Safeway in the bakery department. And before that, it was shipped on a truck to get there. And before that, it was packaged at McGavin's bakery. Before that, it was bunch of workers and working machines and a whole assembly line going. Before that, it was different ingredients, main one, of course, was flour. Before that, a truck brought the flour to McGavin's bakery. And before that, the flour had been milled at a processing plant and put into bags. And before that, the wheat had been separated from the chaff, and the wheat had been bleached, and the wheat had been treated. And before that, there was another truck, and that came from the wheat pool, and there were brokers and big business. And before that, it came from some farmers who had packaged it to go to the brokers to the wheat pool. Before that, it was harvested with a big combine. Before that, it was growing in the ground. Before that, there was water, fertilizer, irrigation systems had to be built, you know. Before that, seeds were planted. And those came in packages, probably big packages, big bags, probably came on another truck. Before that, there was the farm, though, and the soil would have had to be prepared. There was plowing going on. Before that, there might have been giant rocks and tree stumps, things that had to be pulled out. Before that, the farm was settled by original settlers to, let's just say, Saskatchewan. Before that, there was just, you know, trees and wild grasses and wind and snow and weather. And before that, our First Nations people roamed the prairie with buffalo and wild horses, and they all ate from the land. And before the First Nations people, long before, there were Neanderthals who started to walk upright, making their pelvises very narrow, making childbirth almost impossible. That's just a side note. Before that, all creatures were in the sea. And about 2 billion years ago, before that, there were autotrophs beginning to drool, let's just say. Before that, for thousands of years, the earth was cold and frozen. And before that, it was completely dark. And during that time, oil and gas that fueled those trucks much later were being formed in the earth from fossils. Because before that, dinosaurs and huge primitive creatures roamed the earth. And before that, there was only sea, and all living things were fish or water creatures. And before that, there was really nothing but kind of a planet, maybe, chaos of some kind. And before that, you know, forming gases, I think, something like that. And before that, let me think. Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state when nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built the wall, we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang, bang! Yeah! Oh yes, that was for my singing, I'm sure. It's good to have some big bang fans here. Before that, though, you know, there was light somewhere in darkness, because before that, there was just darkness and a formless void. And before that, nothing. Nothing. And before that, God. The God who spoke and said, "Let there be light." So I looked at my friend, who had only taken one bite of the sandwich, and was like, and I said, "Yeah, that bread was made from scratch." And when I see a loaf of bread, or even a piece of bread, therein lies my eternal reminder that I'm made from scratch too. And so is everything and everybody.